Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yoshua, and it is time for Take 10 for Torah, Parshas Emor edition. I would like to spend a couple of minutes speaking about the first pasuk in this week's Parsha. The pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Emor el hakohanim b'nei Aharon, say to the priests, to the kohanim, the children of Aharon, v'yamarta alehem, and say to them, l'nefesh lo yitama b'yamav, right, you shall not become impure. We learn about the laws of ritual purity regarding the Kohanim, the priests, and who they're allowed to become impure for, i.e. which funerals are they allowed to go to, which ones aren't they allowed to go to. There are a lot of rules pertaining to them because they are the representatives of our people, and they are supposed to be held on a specific spiritual plane. So they have unique rules dedicated to them. Now, one of the famous questions asked on this week's this pasuk is, what's up with the double lashon, with the seemingly superfluous vernacular of emor and v'yamarta? First, it says emor al kohanim, say to the kohanim, and then afterwards it says v'yamarta alayhem, and say to them. What are these two emor and v'yamartas coming to do? What are these two sayings coming to accomplish? So, first of all, I would like to note that the Baal HaTurim, the son of the Rush, has a very insightful, pragmatic, and beautiful approach. He says that the first emor is coming to teach the Kohanim about the prohibition of becoming tamei, of becoming impure. Don't become impure. And then v'yamarta is actually the second saying is coming to teach them that there's a mitzvah for them to become impure in certain cases. For example, a mace mitzvah. If there's a person in town who unfortunately doesn't have anyone to bury them, then it is the obligation, is the mitzvah, the profound duty of the Kohen to bury this person. So not only is there a prohibition, which is the first emor, the amarta is telling them that there is also a tremendous mitzvah, a tremendous imperative for them to do this mitzvah. I think this really falls in line with an idea within Kabbalah, within Chassidus, about the difference between a los ase and ase. We are not here in this world only to abstain from prohibitions. It's true. Prohibitions are important to adhere to. Do not do averos. We are not here to do averos. But if our entire goal in life is only to not do averos, then we are missing our goal in this world. Our goal in this world is to make this world a better place. And we accomplish that through doing positive mitzvos, through accomplishing the meis mitzvah. So at the same time that the Kohanim are being warned about abstaining from prohibitions, they're also warned to do mitzvos. There's an incredible idea brought down by the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, in Divrei Eliyahu, and also in the Ruach Haim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph of Perkei Avos. It says that, right, Lasad Lavo, that in the future, we're going to have to receive din and cheshbon, judgment and calculation before God. We're going to have to deliver that before God. We're supposed to know before whom we're going to deliver din and cheshbon to. What's the difference between din and cheshbon? So the Gra explains, the Vilna Gaon explains, that din is referring to a judgment pertaining to all of the negative things we've done. But cheshbon, a calculation, is going to be about all of the positive things that we could have done. It's once again, when we violate mitzvos, when we violate averos, then we're going to have to show up for judgment. But regarding all of the mitzvos that we could have possibly done, that we're going to be held accountable for those as well. The Geras HaTshuva of the Balatanya in Parak Aleph also teaches that mitzvos aseh are much greater than mitzvos los aseh, which is why sometimes positive mitzvos can actually outweigh a negative mitzvah in certain circumstances, because positive mitzvos promote light and godliness in the world. Mitzvos lo sase just prevent the world from being destroyed spiritually. So they are both vital. We need both, but it's important to realize that our goal in this world is to do mitzvos. That is the idea of the Baal HaTurim, about the prohibition and also the positive mitzvah, also of the Baal HaTanya and the Ramban. Now, going onward within this pasuk, Rashi mentions that the emor and v'yamarta are actually teaching us a tremendous halacha from the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos on Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph says that the first emor is coming to speak to the adults, and the Via Marta is telling the adults to do a separate speech. The Lashon of the Gemara is Lehazir Gedolim Alektanim, that the second Emor is teaching the adults to warn the younger children. The Gedolim should be warning the young kids, the Ktanim, about the concepts and the ritual impurity, mitzvos and laws. The Rambam actually mentions this, the halacha, in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Gimel, halacha Yud Beis, where he says that Kohen Katan Hari Gedolim Mazirim Shelo Yitamu, that the regarding a Kohen below the age of bar mitzvah, the adults are warned that they shouldn't have him become tameh. V'im bali tameh me'atzmo in basin mitzuvim alav lafrisho. But let's say a young Kohen becomes tameh or starts hanging around a cemetery. The Beis Din, the local court, isn't obligated to remove him from there. But aval aviv tzarich lechancho b'kedusha. But the father is meant to proactively and preemptively engage and educate this child within the manner of Kedusha, within the ways of holiness. So the first Emor is Moshe speaking to the Kohanim, don't become Tameh. Via Marta, the second one is telling the Kohanim to teach their kids about the importance of living a holy lifestyle. And as we all know, we are called the Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kadosh. We are called a holy nation and a mamlechas kohanim. We are considered to be kings. We are royalty. We are considered to be kohanim, a kingdom of priests. And therefore, we should be holding ourselves to the same regard and the same caliber, even if we aren't kohanim by blood. Our nation is a nation of priests. So we should make sure that we teach our kids and our students and educate our community to make sure that we uphold the highest standards of Kedusha, of holiness. Once again, this goes back to the previous point of the importance of doing mitzvos, that we're supposed to try to spread holiness, and we spread holiness through doing positive mitzvos, through attending to the Mes Mitzvah, through visiting the sick, through helping people in whatever ways we can. I would like to end off with an idea of the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk. He was one of the Hasidic masters. He was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. He was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He was third generation, one of the Hasidic masters and leaders. He writes in his Noam Elimelech that Lahazir Gedolim Alektanim, that the Gedolim, that the great ones, the big ones, are supposed to be warning the Ktanim, the smaller ones, isn't only supposed to be teaching us a halacha, but rather it's supposed to be teaching us a tremendous psychological and spiritual notion. That when we learn Torah, and when we are in shul, and when we are doing acts of holiness, we are in periods, time periods of godlos, of mochin de godlos, of expanded consciousness, of awareness, when we really feel it, when we're having spiritual highs. But unfortunately, we don't always have spiritual highs, and we have to go from shul to the regular world, and we have to go from simchas, unfortunately, to the mundane. So he says that we're supposed to have the gedolim, are supposed to be mazir alektanim, that when we have those positive moments, we're supposed to remember that not every single moment in life is going to be like this. I'm not going to be able to maintain this spiritual high forever. Consciously become aware of that. And then when we are experiencing periods of lowliness, of loneliness, and of spiritual depravity, we are supposed to remember those moments of spiritual greatness. Lahazir gedolim alektanim, the gedolim, the moments of greatness, are supposed to warn the moments of minimized consciousness, of less spiritual awareness, so that way we can maximize every moment of our lives and make sure that each moment of our lives is lived on the highest plane possible with a close, loving relationship with God. May we be zoche to experience and remember the tremendous heights of shul, of the Beis HaMikdash. May we be able to incorporate it into our homes this Shabbos and every single day. And may we remember that the true godlos is being able to live with an awareness and a closeness and in a relationship with God. May Hashem return us to His home. B'mehirah v'yameinu.